Greetings. Today we end the month of March and we enter into a new month. Bonnie and I are home now after a blessed time in California with family. Our granddaughter Eleanor turned 5 this week and Zaria turned 10. Our family is growing. Bonnie and I had a blessed morning yesterday at Everyone's Church in Mount Vernon, Washington. Life is good. God is love and His actions are inspired by His heart toward mankind. In a world that is often difficult and hard, it is sometimes easy to put our focus upon what is difficult, and we miss seeing the love of God in the situation. God wants us to know His powerful love, not merely a superficial affection that only works on good days. God's love is supernatural, and it reveals His desire for us and invites us to uncompromisingly trust and depend upon Him in all things. God is a giver of life, and He wants each of us to know the miracle of being givers of life as He is. This is a supernatural testimony, and it is a greater power than any earthly bondage. Being a giver of life is an attribute of sons and daughters of God. It's not our natural birth that makes us sons and daughters of God. Our natural birth simply makes us natural expressions of a natural world. It's our spiritual connection with the Spirit of God that makes us sons and daughters of God. This requires a birth by the Spirit of God. It is a supernatural reality. For this reason, God Himself subjected the earth to futility. Romans 8:19-21. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. God is the one who subjected the earth to futility as a consequence of man's disconnection at the fall. Man chose an outside-in administration when he chose knowledge over intimacy and trust with God. God's desire was to restore the intimacy and trust that was lost by man at the fall. His subjection of the earth to futility put a demand upon a supernatural transformation in the hearts of men and women to become sons and daughters of God. This requires an internal connection of the spirit of man to the spirit of God. Man was created to live by the spirit and not the flesh. God's plan was to restore the truth of the spirit to mankind. God wants each of us to manifest as a son or daughter of God. Romans 8:12-17. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. God wants us to partner with Him in all things. There's not a single thing in life that happens as we would plan for it to happen. There's a challenge in all things, and it is in those challenges that we can invite God to partner with us, and we can partner with Him for His purpose and will. Being led by the Spirit of God is more important than simply having a conflict-free life. Being led by the Spirit of God will reveal God's goodness and love in the midst of every circumstance of our lives. What is the purpose of the difficult situations in our lives? An impossible world reveals an all things are possible God. Difficult situations don't just reveal a loving God, but rather the power of God's love in our lives. That power is supernatural, and it demonstrates God's care for us. Jesus is the Amen. What He determines to be the end is made known when we partner with Him in life. Jesus is the faithful one, and His faithfulness is revealed when we partner with Him to find faith in our hearts. Jesus is the true witness, and when we partner with Him, every false witness and lie is destroyed by the power of His life. Jesus is the beginning of the creation of God, and when we partner with Him, things are created new, even in the difficult challenges of our lives. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.